Over to back to the mayor, and we're going to acknowledge, do a special proclamation for the Grant boys basketball team. Mayor, I just want to briefly respond to something Ms. White just said, because I think it's important in a public forum like this that we get our facts right. We have no lead problem in our source water or our distribution. This is not an exchange, D. You're not welcome back to the dais.
Well, you're not welcome to have the last
you're not,
word.
I can have the last word. So because we keep having misleading information put in the public record, on this one instance, I have to correct it. We do not have lead problem in our source water or distribution system. We've removed the lead pigtails. We're one of the few cities who has done that. We do have so-called high-risk homes with bad plumbing and faucets, and in a small subset of those homes, we are working with homeowners to take precautions. The only safe response is to take the lead out of the plumbing. That's why water fountains are being replaced in the high schools and the public schools, and that is the safest option is to remove the lead that's in the household plumbing. Plumbing, which for a number of years has failed to meet the building code, that is the only way we can once and for all fix this problem. But the idea that there is lead in either the source water or the distribution system is false. I said it. Mayor, I'm going to turn it back over to you so that we can...
I can hardly wait.
We can honor the champion high school basketball team.
Very good. And are we ready to do that, Commissioner?
Yep. I think we have a coach here.
Yeah. Very good. Commissioner Fish.
Or am I calling? No, it's Dan.
Commissioner Saltzman. And by the way, before Dan speaks, I'm sorry I was late this morning. We have a mayor visiting from the Ukraine upstairs, and as mayor, it is my pleasure as well as my obligation to greet visiting dignitaries. For those of you who spoke during communications and I was not able to hear your communications, you have my word. I will both read your written testimony as well as watch the videotaped record. And I apologize I could not be here. Commissioner Saltzman.
Thank you, Mayor. Well, we're delighted today to honor the Grant High School boys basketball team who won the 6A championship. And we have a proclamation here, and we have their coach, Robert Key, is here today to accept our proclamation. And why don't I read the proclamation, and then Mr. Key, if you have a few words, we'd welcome that.
Sure.
Whereas on Saturday, March 10th, 2018, the Grant High School boys basketball team defeated Jefferson 63-62 to win the Oregon 6A state championship title. And whereas the Grant boys basketball team impressed in the regular season with a strong 25 wins and 4 loss record, whereas the Grant boys basketball team earned the number 2 seed in the 2018 6A boys state championship, and whereas this is the Grant boys basketball program's first state title in 10 years, and whereas the city of Portland would like to recognize Darius Gwynn, Aaron Delaney, Damon Hickok, Marcus Harris, August Pratt, Miles Morrow, Eric Frazier, Grant Ewell Jr., Ty Rankin, Aiden Martin, DeMarcus Singleton, Kelton Samore, head coach Robert Key, assistant coach Lee Anthony Orr, for their historic win in the 2018 6A boys state championship game, and whereas the Grant students continue to inspire the community and set a positive example with their good sportsmanship, hard work, and dedication. Whereas Grant alumni continue to give back to their school and community, and whereas the city celebrates the 2018 championship win by the Portland's own Grant boys basketball team, and whereas the City of Portland recognizes that this championship would not have been possible without the support of parents, teachers, coaches, administrators, and community members, now therefore I, Ted Wheeler, the mayor, the City of Portland, or the City of Roses, do hereby proclaim April 18th, 2018, to be Grant High School Basketball Day in Portland and encourage all residents to observe that day.
Thank
you. Congratulations.
We can suspend the rules.
First of all, I'd like to say thank you for having me this morning on the behalf of Grant High School and our student athletes. I'd like to say thank you. This year has been a very, very exciting year. Just 2 days ago, one of my players has been U.S. Today Player of the Year, Aaron Deloney, as a junior for Grant High School. With that being said, it's big for our community. This is going into my fifth year at Grant High School, and I hope this is one of many.
Well, congratulations again.
Thank you very much.
And we do have a proclamation. Do you want to do a picture?
Yeah. Would you mind if we had a photo
with
you up front?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
I'll put you right up here.
You bring the trophy. We'll bring the proclamation.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Good morning, Carla.
Good morning, Mayor.
Have any items been pulled off the consent agenda?
We've had no pulls.
Please call the